Praise you, Lord Jesus. Whew. Wow. I love those songs. I'm a big fan of Ron Canole. He's got that smooth, sweet voice, you know. And of course, I'm Italian, and, you know, we have a dessert called a cannoli. It's smooth and sweet. And I think God's got a sense of humor somehow. He put that together. It's just, you know, it's like, you know. But I've been a big fan of Ron since I first rededicated my life to the Lord. And the first album I bought was his. Actually, it was a cassette tape, and I played it over and over and over until I just wore that thing out. So, praise the Lord. So I hope the anointing is in your place as well as it is here. It's so thick you could almost cut it with a knife. It's beautiful. So tonight's title for the Power Hour, Hour of Power, is Checklist for Manifesting Healing. Now, this is basically what we taught in healing school, but it applies to any area of your life. If you take out the word healing and drop in finances or drop in whatever challenge you're going through in there, the concept works. So let's stay focused on what we're doing here, but apply it however you need to apply it. It'll be wonderful and fantastic, you know. And the bottom line is these spiritual actions are going to benefit any believer. Now, it's been arranged in order for the ABCers in ways that we believe is better to bless the normal everyday lifestyle, okay? This list has been set up to focus that an ABC person attaining the manifestation by yourself. Now, the concept of ABC is not that we are always here to take care of you. Now, we're here to help in any way, shape, or form, and that's fantastic. But the goal is for you to do it by yourself. And if you do it by yourself, then you can do it for your own family and friends and teach them how to do it. And that's what discipleship is all about. So, but the bottom line is that whatever the challenges are, they will leave and manifestation will result from the very first action. And we believe here at ABC that our prayers are answered. It is that simple. If we say a prayer, we believe God answers it. And one of the challenges with the Christians out there is too many of them praying in hope. They're praying in wishing. And we pray in the boldness and confidence that we've been taught to receive from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit as our comforter and teacher. Okay? So as we go through this, you can see more spiritual actions that we're going to be doing. And we expect victory every new line, continuous victory. And that's how we dominate, and that's how we take dominion over our lives. We take dominion over our lives, and we start to take dominion over our neighborhoods, over our towns, whatever it is God has you taking dominion over. Is your business, whatever it is, okay? Now, we are going to make an assumption here that the ABC has a lifestyle which includes taking daily maintenance of our prayers. And in this lifestyle becomes attacks of accidents, sickness, disease, or whatever challenge you're going through, that those attacks are demonic. And the way we win is we beat up the demonic attacks coming against us. Now Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age." So, when you have a problem with a person, don't be mad at the person. Be upset at the demon that's pushing that person to do what that person is doing. Okay? We start with the prayer of authority. We stand in our authority in our Lord. That when we say something, it is done. We command the symptoms of infirmity or sickness or disease to go. Okay? Now, there's a famous story around ABC that when Pastor Sarah was challenged one time, she simply said, "No!" in a loud voice. And it stopped. Because she knew her authority in Christ. Okay? You can also say, "Stop in the name of Jesus." Because you know the power in that name. Now, as I've said before, I was a runt growing up, so to defend myself, I learned martial arts. And you're taught to be ready at all times. You are taught to always have a sense of awareness. that when somebody's going to do something, you know how to automatically react. You haven't got time to stop and think, what do I do now? When the punch is coming at your nose, you got to know how to shift and move and block at the same time. It's going to become automatic. And that's what you need to do here, is when the demons attack, you got to know how to automatically go right into your defense mode and stop. Now, the first thing you've got to do is check for hindrances. Now, what is a hindrance, you might ask? A hindrance is any sin that opened up a door to be attacked. Bitterness, unforgiveness, impatience on the freeway, being upset at somebody for some reason. Anything that opens up a door, anytime you're not walking in the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit, you're opening yourself up for attack, okay? And one thing that we're going to do today is set things up for Sunday's teaching. Apostle Joshua is going to be teaching on unaware sins prayer. And this is a new teaching that he's been working on for a long time. But this helps you stay in grace. And the longer you stay in grace, you stay in the kingdom of God, the less chance you have for attack. So you can really be here on Sunday with your notebooks or whatever you need to follow up on that. But the bottom line, is there a sin that opened up the door to be attacked? You know, bitterness, unforgiveness, jealousy, whatever it is. You know what your sins are for the most part. I should say the known sins, okay? And always check your spiritual thermostats, which are joy, peace, and patience. Now, I find that as we've been working on developing this Unaware Sins prayer program, that I have stayed in joy, peace, and patience a whole lot more than I did before. It's like things just don't bother me. And that's a good place to be, okay? Now, there's immediate warfare. Now, of course, this is baseball season now, and, you know, my Dodgers are playing the Cardinals tonight. And although the Cardinals are having a rough year, they did win last night. Yay. Okay. But every year, the players go to spring training, and they start out by working on the fundamentals. They practice hitting, they practice catching, they practice throwing. Okay. And the reason why I'm bringing this up today is I want to get your fundamentals down before we go into the next level, so that you're really strong and set up to get ready for these challenging times ahead, okay? Now, we talk a lot about affirmations here, okay? And if you have a challenge of something, and let's say John has a challenge with a back, okay? And his normal prayer is, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. He does it 30 times. Well, he may need to say the words, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, a couple hundred times. So you increase the affirmation on the affected area, wherever it is. If it's your finances, you may need to say, God has already supplied all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus a couple hundred times a day. You know. In fact, it's an interesting story. A lady called up one time when we were at the healing rooms, and she goes, I don't need healing, but I'm 74 years old, I don't have a job, Social Security doesn't pay enough, and my landlord's going to evict me. I says, say this prayer, this affirmation 100 times a day, and call me next week. And she called me the next week. And she was so excited. She had two job offers. And because of the fact that she had a job, the landlord wasn't going to evict her. These things we teach at ABC work. Period. The challenge for most people is their work. It's not the magic wand to God. It's something we do in ourselves to grow our faith to overcome challenges, okay? Now, before you do an affirmation, you need to confess any known sins. Are you confessing your sins? Don't just start off by praying, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You go and do the confession of sins prayer, okay? And confess the fact that there's a sin you know of, you ask forgiveness for it, you receive forgiveness for it, and then you can do your affirmations. Now, the next thing you have to do, and this is a challenging thing for a lot of people, because the world doesn't work this way, but you must always forgive all others anytime you've been offended, okay? Search your actions. Is there something that's still bothering you that somebody said or did? That person that cut you off on the freeway and made an obnoxious sign to you while they were doing it, are you willing to let that go and roll off your back like water off a duck's back? Okay? And forgive that person. Now, Jesus can on the cross say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do after all that went through him. With all due respect, I don't care what you're going through or what's happened to you, you can forgive that person. Okay? And you may have to think back to when you were a child. Now, I've often told the story, I was small growing up and I was bullied. And I had to go back and forgive those bullies numerous times till I finally got it out of my system. It kept creeping back up. Well, Satan knew which buttons to push. The demons knew where to get me riled up about something. So what did I say? I said, okay, I forgive so-and-so for all the times he beat me up. And I received forgiveness for being upset at him. And I kept forgiving him. And then what I found is I started praying for these people. Because the more I got into the ABC teachings, the more I realized it wasn't them, but it was the demons behind them. So now I pray that everybody who either hurt me or stole from me or did something, that they get to know Jesus Christ. But you got to be honest with yourself. It's not a time for denial, okay? I had a lady come in the healing rooms one time. Sweet, lovely, one of the nicest people you'll meet in your life. And as we're praying for her, and she was on a, this is a Friday night, Monday she was supposed to have a double mastectomy. Okay. I got the word bitterness, and I have permission to tell the story. And she goes, no, I don't think I'm bitter at anything. I said, really don't. I said, okay, fine, I get that, but I'm still getting that word from the Holy Spirit. So I prayed for God to reveal if there was any bitterness inside of her and for her to be able to forgive the person. So she lived about 5 miles from where our healing rooms were at the time. And about halfway home, she had to pull the car over as God revealed what the challenge was. And she literally almost threw up with all the stuff that was coming out of her. But the miracle was that when she went to the doctor on Monday, they couldn't find the lumps. They couldn't have any cancer, and to this day, she's never had a mastectomy, and that was over 15 years ago. It is a miracle because she forgave and got rid of the bitterness. Now, unforgiveness is one of the biggest challenges we have in the world today. If you look at the news you see, the hatred that's out there, the challenges that are out there, it just kind of feeds on people. So we must be very, very careful not to let anything offend us. And if somebody's doing something you don't like, forgive them. But look at where the demon is causing them to do it, okay? Now, the other time you confess your sins is before communion. Every time before communion, you want to be sure to confess your sins so you receive the body and blood very holy. And I love to tell this story. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. Pastor Joshua and Dennis Tannerino, yes, thank you, apostle. Well, he was a pastor at the time. So at that time, he was a pastor. I can say it now. So at the time, he was a pastor. We're dealing with a very demonized person. And ironically, through another connection, they called us to pray for the same person, Karen and my, Pastor Karen and myself. We didn't find out until later on we were dealing with the same person. But this demon looked at Dennis Tannerino, Mr. Universe, and said, you know, you think you're so big, you're nothing. I'm like, okay. Well, we got him to a place where we could pray with him, and I brought out the communion. And this guy, who's bigger than me, started backing up, saying, not him, and points to the bread. And not him, and points to the bread. And kept backing up. Now, we finally bound up the demons inside him. He took communion. We had a great breakthrough. But the bottom line is this. Those demons don't like communion. They hate it. So when you go to communion holy, you do a lot of good for yourself. And a lot of bad for the demons. Okay? Now, I know we all have very full schedules. Are you doing a Bible study? Are you into the Word on a regular basis? Okay. If you're having a problem with healing, study healing in the Bible. If you have a problem with finances, look at the financial places in the Bible. You know, healing the Bible, there's lots of them. The one with the issue of blood. The man lowered through the roof for Jesus to pray for. The commander of the army had to dip himself 7 times in the Jordan. You know. Now, I've never seen this in the Bible. And I hear people say this. I hear people say this. God's trying to teach me something. I don't see that. I see Jesus healed him, period. It's that simple. You're not being taught a lesson. But what the devil meant for bad, God will use for good when you overcome that lesson, that challenge. Okay? Now, the next one, very, very important. Watch the words of your mouth. I hear people cancel their prayers way too often. I went to a financial seminar. The guy who led the seminar did a fantastic job. Wonderful. On the way out, he saw a beautiful Corvette and said, I could never afford that. He just canceled the whole meeting. And everybody who was around him, suddenly all their faith just went down. You know? Okay? Now I'm saying he said that. I didn't say that because in Jesus' name, I could afford anything. Okay? Great. Now, as you go through, be very careful to be walking in the fruit of the Spirit. That's God's love, joy, peace, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. I think I missed one in there. But when you're doing that, the devil has a tough time attacking you. What the devil wants to do is cause strife, because strife has every evil work. But if you're in the fruit of the Spirit, you're not going to get in strife. Okay? Now, long-term warfare, we have to learn to break curses on that. Now, that's in Healy School, Semester 1, Module 16. You'll have to go to the schools for that. I haven't got time to teach that tonight. Okay? But you also affirm scriptures to control your tongue. This is one of the biggest things that people have problems with. Now, I grew up in a big Italian family, and we said a lot of things very fast. And I had to really work to retrain myself not to say things to cause problems. You know. 1 Peter 3:10, whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil. Okay. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Proverbs 21:23, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. I repeat that one, it's very important. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. So as you're going through life, when the challenges come, be careful you don't say something that's not appropriate, because you need to keep your soul from trouble. And nobody says it's easy, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? Okay. Psalm 141:3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. So I'm asking God to help me. Okay. In Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, what we can't do, God will help us do. We can't do in the natural, we bring the Holy Spirit to help us. Now, one of the things that really helps a lot is to read the Bible out loud. And as I've told you before a while back, Proverbs is a great place to start. Read a chapter a day. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. And if you start reading that out loud, it'll change your life. Now, Karen told one person to read Proverbs out loud daily, and the person came and told her how much it changed her life. It is simply miraculous what happens. Is this a lot of work? Yeah, it's some work. Pick out the ones you can do. Keep improving upon it. The other thing you do if you're challenged with illnesses, have healing scriptures playing 24/7. Just have them playing around you. Let the Word of God filter into your body, every cell, every fiber of your being. Now, Pastora Karen had been diagnosed with cancer twice. And back in those days, we had cassettes. We bought a cassette and put on repeat and just let it go. You've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And all these healing scriptures came out. When she went in for the test, no cancer could be found. Okay. The other thing is have praise and worship music playing 24/7. I've got a computer at my house. I have it set up. It runs continuously on a list of praise and worship that's always in our place. And people walk into our place, they say, there's a real peace here. Okay. With all the gadgets they got today, there's no reason you can't have music playing over you. You know what? Demons hate praise worship music. They hate it. It's like, for those of you old enough to remember this, fingernails on the chalkboard. Okay? It's the screechingest sound to them. So let it play. Okay. Now, God is, and all the marvelous thing he has done will continue to do. Praise stops the avenger. Always remember that. God inhabits the praises of his people. Now, worship is a vertical relationship with the Lord. And these songs are speaking to God in an intimate relationship. Worship brings a deeper anointing. Okay. And also, the more deep the anointing is, the closer you are to God, the better you will hear his voice. And going through these challenging times ahead, we really need to hear his voice for everything that's going forward. Amen? Okay. Read healing scriptures or financial scriptures aloud. Let your voice go forward with these scriptures. Now, if it's a healing challenge, Healing School Semester 1, Module 3, the January 25th, 2019 one, has over 40 scriptures of healing. Feel free to go online, pick out the ones you want, just to speak them over whatever challenge you've got. Okay? So, Semester 1, Module 3. January 25, 2019, you'll find over 40 scriptures on healing. And feel free to pick out the ones you want and speak them over yourself. Let the Word of God do the work. Okay. And as your worship music is playing, if you sing the songs, and it's a good thing we hear my voice, that God likes a joyous noise, but sing those songs, and again, keep pushing the demons way, way away. So as you go through this checklist, okay, we here at ABC have an expectation that if you do the prayer actions recommended, the spiritual warfare, you will see all your challenges leave, and you'll have resulting manifestation for everything. Now, if you want to get healed and stay healed, start doing the checklist, recommended. Fight the good fight of faith by successfully battling demons, devils, and evil spirits using these steps. Every time you do one of these steps, you'll go to a greater level and victory as you go. Every time you do an action of faith. These spiritual warfare tools in your checklist for manifest a healing roadmap will help you save, will help you develop an overcoming lifestyle, defeating every challenge of accident, sickness, or financial, or emotional, or whatever it is, to get to your maintenance level. Okay? Always do the normal action. Use a prayer of authority by commanding the symptoms to go. Check for hindrances. Okay. Do all the required steps that we're doing. Checking on your words and all nine fruits of the part of the Spirit. God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. Do all this daily for your victory. Okay? Great. Now, the other thing we need to do, and I've only got a couple minutes to keep on our timelines here, we must pray in tongues a lot, in the spiritual language. This is where you get your download from the Lord. Now, on Wednesday nights at the Overcomers Club, which everybody's welcome to, it's an open invitation, we've been working a lot on the strength of the power of the spiritual language. And people have had tremendous victories over challenges. And last week went into travailing, which is a strong, strong weapon that we use against the enemy. So I encourage you to come on Wednesday night. We can give you the times where to go to the back ones. You go to abcondemand.org and go to the homepage. It'll say Wednesday night there. And you can see the ones that are on for this tongues. Okay. We are now today finishing up our fast, praise the Lord, and we fast on a regular basis. Why do we fast on a regular basis? Because it makes us stronger to fight the demons. So we must fast on a regular basis. We bind the demons and cast them out. Now, if you don't know how to do this, be sure to contact us. We'll work you through the program, get you prepared to do it properly so there's no retaliation coming back. Okay? We bind Satan, who's behind the challenge. Okay? We check our alignment of our mind, soul, heart, living the Spirit of God. Again, reviewing our words, actions, attitudes, and thoughts from the time preceding the challenge. Go back and rewind the video, as Apostle Joshua says. Okay. Now, talking about my wife, when she was 16, somebody rear-ended her in a car accident. And when we got married, until that time we got married, she'd had a challenge in her neck. And we've been married, gosh, 15 plus years. This must have been 14 years ago. And we got started with ABC here with Apostle Joshua, and he told us to rewind the video. So Karen was having a neck challenge, so we did that. We rewound the video. And when she forgave the person that hit her and a couple other things, the neck challenge went immediately away. So when you know what the cause is, you can go there and get rid of the root, which is causing the problem. Okay? Always keep established the kingdom of God around you. Okay? And if you don't know what some of these things are, then we need to get you to the healing schools so you can go through them and learn what needs to be done. Okay? One that I noticed, are you casting down imagination and bringing every thought captive? We live in a world where the devil has a lot of ways to put thoughts in you. You're driving down the street and you can see a billboard that's inappropriate, or you see something in the news that's inappropriate. You have to take that thought captive and not let it bother you, not think about it, but only think about the godly things and make sure that you are in control of that, you know? Okay. The other thing you can do is go minister to somebody else. Every time you minister to somebody else, you get blessed yourself. Don't be afraid. Try ministering to people. Okay? You're only going to bless them. If you're praying for somebody, you can only help them. There is no way your prayers can hurt anybody. Okay? If you're praying, I pray you're healed by the stripes of Jesus, they can't be hurt. What if they don't get healed? Well, they weren't healed before. It doesn't matter. Okay? It just means you prayed for something and for some reason they didn't receive it. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. But I'll tell you something. The first time you pray for somebody, you see a manifested healing, you will get so excited. It will just lift your spirits. It's amazing what you can see. First time for me, I was a missionary in Guatemala, and I was just down there a month. My interpreter got pulled away from me, and this guy was in front of me. So I said, Lord, I don't know. He can't understand me. So I just laid hands and said, heal him, whatever challenge he has. Just heal him, Lord, in Jesus' name. That's all I knew to do. He didn't understand a word I said. But the Spirit did. So I'm praying for people, and I look around, and I see this guy up on stage, and he's so excited. And he's bending over and touching the floor with the palm of his hands, and he pointed his back was healed. Now, I had very little to do with that. But it was the power through me that healed him. I was the vessel that was used to deliver that power. And it was so exciting. Boy, I was laying people after that, like, oh, you couldn't believe it. It was exciting and fun. And to this day, I love when people get healed. Now, I'm not surprised anymore, but I'm still thrilled and excited every time. It is just wonderful, you know. Now, if you need assistance, we can find somebody to help you with your assistance. And either Pastor Karen, myself, or somebody will find one people on the prayer staff to help you with anything. Okay? Great. Now, on this note, we're going to end right now. I've given you plenty of information for tonight. Praise the Lord. And we love you. We're here because we love you. And if you take these steps and come through a challenge, as you come through a challenge, your faith will grow. And as your faith grows, people are going to notice there's something different about you. And those family and friends that have been mocking you and giving you a hard time are going to start coming around. They'll start wanting to talk to you in private. And you can lead them to the Lord. And you can help them get on their road to victory in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us today. We thank you that this message will be put back up on the websites, and that people can go there to list it again. There's a lot of information, and you may not have gotten it all down, but you can listen to it again and again and get all that you need. But I'm believing that because people heard what they needed today, they are going to have manifested victories over their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise the Lord. So, I hope that teaching helps you pinpoint some of the challenges you've got in your life and overcome them. Praise the Lord. We must always be rechecking ourselves. You know, looking for the challenges are. So let's go ahead and repent of our sins. I'm leading the unaware sins prayer right now. So if you have sins, you have to do your own CRB. But for right now, I'm leading the unaware sins prayer. So Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I am not aware,
of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
based on 1 John 1:9.
Please cleanse me of all unrighteousness. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:24, when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it, the bread, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We take this body right now that you so graciously sacrificed for us, Lord. And thank you for all you did for us. We do this now in remembrance of you. In the same manner, Jesus took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So, Jesus, we proclaim your death until you come. And we take this now in remembrance of you. And we've all been healed by the stripes of Jesus.